Hi everyone in Audio Boom Land. Taking part in this February, and it's day one, talking about favourite and most used apps. And while Buffy is thinking about her favourite and most used apps, I'll tell you about mine. I don't know about favourite, but I think the one I use most of... God, this is going to sound terribly narcissistic. The one I use most of all is Treehouse Radio.
For goodness sake, how did we know?
Well, being the manager of the station...
La, 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 la.
I have to... It's actually the easiest way that I can keep tabs on whether everything's running as it should be. Aside from my own app, which you can get from the App Store, incidentally, just look for Treehouse Space Radio, and it's free, and it's damn easy to use. Right, putting that aside, I think I probably use, Audible, probably the Audible app, more than anything else, and I'm starting to use the Voice Dream Reader app.
And he plays Dice World a hell of a lot. Don't let him lie.
No, not a hell of a lot. Every day, but I don't play for...
You play more than you used to.
Quite finished?
Yeah.
Thank you. you'll get your chance. No, I play Dice World most days. I can't say I play every day. And I've never got more than a couple of games going at a time. You know, so I don't play, like, for hours on end like some people do. Like, you see people's posts on Twitter and Facebook all the time. You think, gee, don't you ever do anything else? And obviously they don't. You know, but no, the Audible Voice Dream Reader I'm using more and more. I don't use Twitterific anymore at all. I haven't even got it installed. I don't use Twitter on my phone at all. I occasionally log into Facebook. I occasionally use Messenger if I'm not near a computer. I Skype occasionally. That's about it. I use Siri quite a lot, checking the temperature. And thanks to Happy Kaz, who told us all about the business of telling you can ask Siri to tell you what a currently playing song is. So that was useful. I tried that out tonight and it worked a dream. And with the English voice, she sounded quite surprised. Oh, I know this one. Not quite said like that, but what other apps do I use a lot? Not many, really. I used to use Audio Boo a lot. I've got to start using that again, especially with the DJ Marathon coming up later in the year. It's useful for promotion. And we're off to America in 10 days' time, so we'll probably be booing most days. Well, actually, no, we'll be booing every day anyway, because we'll be doing this February.
So
your favourite and most used apps?
Oh, gosh, I use so many, though. I use Facebook every day. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I use my phone now more than I use a computer. I'm very rarely on the computer. I use Twitterific every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
I even do email on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Voice Dream Reader app. Love Audible.
Yeah.
And I always, always, always use the Tesco app to do shopping.
Uh-huh.
Gosh.
Amazon?
Oh, yeah. I'm at Amazon.
And you've just downloaded Body Shop?
Yeah, but it's annoying me at the minute.
Okay. Skype?
Oh, yeah. Skype stays running. FaceTime. Viber, I use it a lot to keep in touch with family. And my daughter, she calls me on that all the time.
And I'm actually using my iPhone for what it's meant to be used for. I actually use it as a phone now.
It does. I was very shocked.
I've actually got a signal. Well, because where we're living now, we're living in Hale Zoe now, and most of the time I've got a 5 out of 5 bars on the phone, so I can actually use the phone as a phone for once.
And we don't use Wi-Fi, we have 4G.
Yes, absolutely. Had 4G today when we was out, and that was good, so... There you go.
I'm not... I mean, I use the like other. Oh, I've been using the iPlayer a lot lately.
Yeah, and you until obviously tonight you've been using the NFL app, which is crap.
Well, no, that's the NFL mobile. What I use is NFL. I don't know exactly what it's called. Pro Football or something. Pro Football Radio, and that is really good. But the NFL mobile app, please, it's awful.
Yeah. You'd think with the amount of money that goes into American football, they could make a decently accessible app. Because it is awful.
There's probably something I'm missing, and I can't think of it right now. But I do. I use my phone.
Oh, hang on. We're missing one.
Oh, we use Dropbox a lot.
No, yeah, we use Dropbox a lot. But there's one recent addition that we haven't mentioned. KNFB Reader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. And TapTap C. I still use that a lot.
Yeah.
KNFB Reader is amazing. I wanted to know package directions on a brownie box the other day. And I thought, and I'm really horrible at taking pictures usually, because I usually go daring if I just do it, because it's annoying me. But I took the first picture, and it read it absolutely fine.
Yeah. I can now keep up to date with the post that we get here.
I can't wait to take that to America and show my mom and dad, because they're all like, really, does it work?
Hmm. So there you go. That's February, day one. We'll be doing another boo at some point, talking about other stuff, more personal stuff. But that was the subject for today. I will have to look through some of the boos to see what the subject for tomorrow is. So until then, take care. Tatty bye.
Bye.